Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Our play tonight is from the Junior Playwrights Night Out at the Riverfront Playhouse. The play is entitled 955 Just a Chance, written by Addison McClure and directed by Morgan Nix. Three friends are walking in the forest.
Are you sure we should be here? So late?
Yes.
We should just turn around, Sadie.
We need to be there by 9:55.
Exactly?
Exactly. In there.
Doesn't look safe. Can't we just go and go and do literally anything else?
No, I need to be here.
Technically, we don't need to be here. We only need food, water, and air. I don't believe that a creepy abandoned shack ever found its way on the list of human needs.
Well, it's on Sadie's needs. Come on! Here it is.
It's 9:54.
Perfect.
But why?
Exactly my question. Why is it that we need to go into a random closet at 9:55? Sadie, Narnia wasn't real. You know that, right?
Of course I know that. And we aren't going in. I am.
But why?
9:55. Just close the door after I go in, okay?
Should we be letting her do this? Without any reasoning?
I don't know. But if I get caught for this?
Sadie, I can help you. You trust me, don't you? You're a good listener. You came here. I knew that you were special. They've wronged you. They don't see your potential. Like I do.
Who?
The group of girls, the cheerleaders.
Oh.
I can help you. Don't they deserve something back?
I don't want to hurt anyone.
They didn't hesitate to hurt you.
Well,
I can help you. You didn't deserve that after you only
spilled my drink on her uniform.
If anything. They'll deserve what they have coming. Will you help me so I can help you, Sadie Monroe?
Yes.
Sadie!
Let's go.
What happened?
Why were you screaming?
No reason. Can we just go, please?
Tell us what happened. This was fun.
So you've been planning to come for a while now. Sadie?
Huh?
How long ago did the hallucinations start?
A week ago about, but it's not just hallucinations. I can hear a voice.
What does it say to you?
It just tells me to, well, it varies. If it gets too hot, then he'll tell me to take off my coat, even if it's 60 degrees in my room.
And that's not just yourself speaking, Sadie?
No, it's not me. And he'll be telling me to let him take over, or to hurt someone. And I'll just be sitting in class, and he'll start to write in my notebook. But there's no floating pencil, just ink appears out of nowhere, and...
Are you sure it's not just a prank? You're a freshman. Maybe it's just invisible ink, or...
It's not.
I think that for you, Sadie, I'm going to transfer you to another doctor. I think that this may just be a way to cope, and I...
I'm not crazy. I know what I'm talking about. You said you could help me.
I don't think I can help you. It's a very self-inflicted thing, or something of your past. I think maybe you're watching too many sci-fi shows, We can't all be part of that fantasy world, Miss Monroe. I think you need to find the balancing point between fiction and reality.
I'm a normal person.
You're a troubled girl, Sadie, with a hard past. It's your first year of high school. I can't blame you for trying to make a little enlightening fantasy world, but I think you're letting it go too far and in the wrong direction.
I'm not lying, and I'm not making things up. And
excessive worry and anxiety, hallucinations and delusions. You haven't been with your friends a lot lately. You're withdrawing yourself from a social life. Your teachers say you're almost blank sometimes, like you're in this dazed state where no one exists, and at other times you're just confused. Is all of this true, Sadie?
Well, some of it. Sometimes I don't know where I am, and I've done things I didn't mean to do them. I didn't know I did them. Sometimes I'm there and sometimes I'm not, and
I think it's just a mental illness, Sadie, to be honest. Something that can be fixed. There's no ominous demon out to get you. You're going to be okay.
Sadie!
Can I ask you for a favor? I went to the therapist, like you said, Zane, to tell her things I've been seeing.
And?
And she thinks I'm insane. I'm not. You believe me, don't you? Don't you?
Of course.
Thank you. Anyways, I left because she was zero help. Thanks a lot, Zane. I was thinking, who else could help?
I don't think anyone else can help. You won't even tell us what happened that night.
And the only person I could think of was Crazy Chrissy.
And so you want to...
Talk to her. She's the only one who...
She's called Crazy Chrissy for a reason, Sadie. She's lost her marbles. There's a reason why she's always alone. She's unpredictable. People say she killed a kid last year.
That's not true.
Huh?
It's not true. Colby said that Sydney said that Tristan said that his cousin's dog's mom's owner's friend told Gloria that Hope asked her uncle, and he said that his friend said the cops found out it wasn't her.
Whatever. She's mad. She can't help you.
And no one else can either. I want to at least see if she knows something.
She'll just tell you some made-up voodoo thing. Or something that she just heard from a movie. She's not sane. She doesn't even...
You don't have to come. I just didn't want to go alone. But Taylor will come. Won't you?
Yeah, sure. Totally coming.
I knew you'd come.
Only one can sit.
Then why are there three chairs?
Just listen.
Don't touch the dice yet.
I'm Sadie Monroe.
I know.
And
I'm Chrissy Whitlock, or Crazy Chrissy as most like to call me.
I was wondering if you could help me. I've been hearing these voices and seeing things. And I think I've done things without knowing. I was wondering if you could tell me anything. What you know?
How much do you want to know?
Everything.
They all said I was crazy. Not so much now, huh? Well, maybe a little bit. Well, you're still here. Why do you think I can help?
Well, you know, everyone says you. What I mean is, sometimes it seems like people say that.
They said I'm crazy. Yeah, I know what people say.
Can you just tell me, like, what you see or hear?
You won't believe me.
I will. No one believes me. I just want to know what's wrong with me.
Well, I hear this voice sometimes, and he just talks. He tells me he can help me. He says that I belong with him, that if I just give in, I can be with him where I belong. I just have to come back, you know, find myself. I have these. He tells me that if I roll them, it'll help, and it does sometimes.
How does it help?
Well, if I roll them the right numbers, anything but a 9 and 2 fives, I'm safe. I've only ever rolled the 9 and 5s, well, about 5 times, and then I don't know what happens after that. He tells me he just helped me get the job done, and I never know where I am, why I'm there, what I did.
Why do you roll them at all, then?
Well, he tells me to, and if I don't, he will. I don't know what he does after I roll it, but it scares me.
Why are you making it hotter? It's already like a billion degrees. Just because you're stuck in hell doesn't mean
he doesn't like it when it's hot, so sometimes I'll make sure it is, so I won't have the chance he comes, but it doesn't always work.
How do you know?
He writes letters in class. If there's any papers near me.
You're crazy, Sadie. She's lying. I told you that it was useless.
He wrote me something, too. Can I? February 9th, 2022. Chrissy, take off the jacket. I can help you. Tonight, we get him back. You know how this works, though. May 5th, 2022. Chrissy, they won't believe you. You sound crazy. They don't trust you. They don't believe in you. I do.
But there's no fixing me.
There has to be. There has to be a way. What else can you hear?
Screaming. It can drive you insane, and I just have to wait it out. I can't stop them or help them, but there's advantages. Not really, just another way of looking at it. It helps me get over the fact that I'm trapped in his hands like a puppet.
What? What is the...
Well, apart from hearing screams, I can listen in on conversations, anyone as long as I have the name. And sometimes I can see or sense someone when they're near, so that's, something.
There's no way.
She'll just tell you some made-up voodoo thing or something she heard from a movie. She's not sane. She doesn't even... You don't have to come. I just didn't want to go alone. But Taylor will come, won't you? Yeah, sure. Totally coming.
Whatever. I get it.
I hear the screams, too. I just want them to go.
If I knew how to get them to go, I would.
Well, then we can figure it out together.
See, I almost like the idea. But then I think, Chrissy, how are you going to get something you can't even touch out of your head, screams that you don't know whom they belong to or where they're coming from? How will you...
So you just want to be stuck?
Want? No, it's not necessarily my dream to be a puppet for a demon. No. Looks like he wants to talk to you.
Sadie, roll the dice. I'm giving you a chance.
Don't roll the dice.
It's either you or him, and I guarantee the chances are in his favor to get what he wants if he does.
Well...
There you go.
And I just throw them back on the desk?
Have you never rolled dice before?
There.
Oh. Yep. Well. Yeah, that's that.
I did it. I rolled the...
I can see that. Well, this has been fun, but I think I'll just take my leave, you know?
How kind for you to visit me. And Chrissy, I've missed you. Sadie, so glad that I can assist.
I'm okay.
Everything can just go easy.
Chrissy?
No, no, no.
Sadie, I need you to do a favor for me. I think it's time that you repay me for all the favors I've done for you. Do you think you can help me? It's either you or Chrissy Whitlock. And hasn't Chrissy been through enough already? But if you would rather her do it, then...
I'll do it.
Where is she?
What did you do to her?
Sadie? Sadie?
What did I do?
What do you...
Where was I?
You tell me.
What did I do?
I don't know what happened. Why does...
I rolled the dice. I rolled 9.5. And then the lights went off. And I saw him. And then he said I had to do something. I asked what I had to do. He told me nothing. But I was still there. I felt paralyzed. I couldn't see. And I don't remember after that. But then after I came back here and...
You didn't just come back. It's been 7 hours. It's almost 10:15. Smoke. Do you smell it? There's smoke.
We gotta go. I'm coming back tomorrow.
There she is, Sadie Monroe. What is it she expects I know today?
I found where the fire was.
Thank goodness.
I'll explain why it matters in a second.
Okay, have at it.
Gabby Roos's house, the cheerleader, the most popular...
I know who the brat is. Go on.
This was the third time her house caught fire. The first time was February 9th this year. The second, May 5th. And now the third time, July 5th.
Sucks to suck.
You could say that, but all the dates are the 9th, the 5th, and the 5th again.
Yeah, I heard. February, May, July, 9-5-5?
Yes, 9-5-5. What date did you start getting the hallucinations? Where did it happen? And what time?
January 8th, 2022, a closet in the shack in the woods by my house at 9:55.
Exactly?
Exactly.
That's what...
That's when I went. That's where I was. There at 9:55. Gabby's house caught fire 3 times on the date, 9:55. For him to connect to us, we have to roll 9:55. And when I went into the forest, the cabin, it smelled like smoke.
Always does.
We smelled smoke, a fire last night. Come on. Not you two.
Why not?
Because.
Won't we get in trouble for leaving school grounds?
I'm sure you've done worse.
True.
Only if we get caught. We have 20 minutes to be back.
Bet you never expected this.
What?
You coming to me, crazy Chrissy, who lost her mind, nerd, freak, and can tell her all of your voices in your head and all of your conspiracy theories?
I guess not. But you're not crazy. We're the same now.
That doesn't make us not crazy.
Yeah, I guess not. Why did you never try to get in a group? You could have friends.
No one's like me. I'd rather be a crazy nerd than pretend to be someone I'm not. A quiet follower.
I did it.
Huh?
The fire. It was me. Or him, but possessed by him. You said I was gone for 7 hours, and I wasn't conscious. When I was back, we could smell smoke. Gabby lives right around the corner from school. I was mad at her before. Her and her cheer squad punched me in the eye, and he told me we could get revenge. I guess we did. Tell me a few of the people you don't like, people who've hurt you or made fun of you.
Gabby, Grave Myers, Lily Sanchez, and Oscar Francisco are among the mental list of people I hate.
What do you remember happening on February 9th and May 5th?
Nothing. It was me, wasn't it?
We don't know for sure.
Yeah, we do.
Myers fell into a campfire while he was with his friends, after they had all left, or maybe he was pushed. Then, Lily reported that all of her clothes were burnt and what was left torn to shreds. Oscar.
It was me.
They all reported it happening at night.
9:55.
Mm-hmm. And my therapist, 2 days after I went into the shack, she was hit over the head with a hot skillet pan thing. She's in the hospital and reported she has not the slightest clue what happened or what happened 3 days prior to that. Only evidence is burn marks.
You told her too much and he couldn't have that.
And I can only wonder why he did those things.
Think about it, Sherlock. Heat. He hates it. Every one of those attacks. Fire and heat. Burns with a hot pan. Houses on fire. Clothes on fire. Falling into fire.
It could either be his greatest strength or his greatest weakness.
I only have one question. Well, about a billion more, but this one's at the top. Why, though? Why is he, whoever he is, coming now? And why does he decide to just now take over two freshman minds to wreak havoc everywhere on a bunch of other high school students who we hate?
Well, we both have trauma and anger. Easy targets. We're both broken down enough just to agree for a little revenge. But nothing like this ever came to mind. Maybe it's his own form of revenge.
But why now? Why then?
I don't know. But I think we have a chance of defeating this thing. We could do it, I think.
Meet me after school. I think if we plan it right, find some evidence.
Was it you, freak?
You might have to be a bit more specific. I've done a lot of things. Was it me who failed the math test? Yes. Was it me who binge-watched a new Netflix series in one day while failing 3 classes? Yes. Was it me who hacked into the school computer system to change my grade?
Don't be stupid, you little devil. You set my house on fire because I messed with the bike.
Pop my tire, actually.
Who cares?
I do.
You did it, didn't you?
Nope.
Well, we'll let the cops find out, you little freak.
Why is your arm in a cast?
After your little stunt?
Didn't do it.
I tripped and broke my arm while running away. I would have been in flames if I hadn't pushed through the horrible pain. What a tragic...
Gabby Rees, girl on fire. Nice ring to it. Not as good as...
You little freak! You're an absolute psycho. Go to hell.
See you there.
So, you just lied to...
I didn't actually, because I was here.
Yeah, right.
Why would they think it's you?
A little birdie told Gabby that...
You told them?
No, I didn't say that. Goldie said that Scarlett said that Colton said that Drew told Samantha that Nikki said that Mrs. Goldstein said her assistant said the lunch lady said...
Get to the point.
Man, rumors spread like wildfire. Maybe too soon for that metaphor?
The lunch lady said what?
That Mr. Perkins said his favorite student, Mackie Prius, which isn't actually his favorite, he actually hates her, but won't admit to it, but everyone knows, and then...
Back on topic.
Gabby said that Zane told her.
Zane, what the...
Whatever. I'll go through another investigation, and I'll prove them wrong, innocent. Persuading. Just turn on the charm...
No. Not whatever. This could ruin.
Look, I gotta go, I think. So.
We do actually have to avoid this, because we technically did commit crimes.
Just because my hands are covered in blood doesn't mean I'm the killer. I'm only a victim in disguise.
But physical evidence would lead us directly to us. And we were mad at them. Nothing could prove us innocent.
They thought I did it every time, but I was never charged because I was able to convince them.
But if this time we get caught, game over.
Well, then we need to figure out how to kill this thing before we do anything else. Come back tomorrow, bring the other two, we can brainstorm.
Chrissy, it's time.
Hey Chrissy, I finally came up with some ideas last night, and I think we could... Are you okay?
Yeah, just tired.
Where's Zane?
I don't know.
You said you were gonna bring him in science class.
You're imagining things again, honey. I never said that.
It's true, you didn't.
Then where is he? Chrissy, can you listen in? See if we can hear him or see whatever you know?
I can try.
Well?
Nothing. I can't hear him or see him.
Probably guilty.
Or gone.
What do you mean gone? Wait, gone?
Yeah, gone.
Did you?
I don't know.
But we already rolled the dice.
You did, and it doesn't always matter. Well,
we'll figure this all out. The thing to disappear, and then he'll come back. Right?
I don't know. I have an idea, though.
What?
Fire, 955, cabin.
More details than that, please.
At 9:55, we go to the cabin, we set it on fire. It's his weakness. He hates it. Heat, it'll be the only way to stop everything. And if he's gone, so will the voices and screams. Gone.
I think you're right. I think that might work. Holy, I think that just might work.
Tonight.
You in, Tay?
Yeah, whatever floats your boat.
Okay, once it's 9:55, we light this thing on fire, throw it at the shack and watch it burn, and then we just see what happens, I guess?
Yeah.
Ready?
No, worried is the word I would use. What if it doesn't work? What if we're stuck like this? What if he finds somewhere else to?
It's going to work. It has to.
9:55.
Let's do this.
No!
Did it work for you?
Yeah, they're finally gone.
You have been listening to 955, Just a Chance, written by Addison McClure and directed by Morgan Nix. The cast for this junior playwright's presentation was Alice Harper as Sadie, Daisy Reyna Lemos as Chrissy, Thorin Hansen as Zane, Dagmar Hansen as Taylor, Mallory Glavin as Dr. Gall, Thorin Hansen as DG, Grace Fennell as Gabby. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on listeners' donations and underwriting. Now, KKRN Community Radio is facing a serious challenge as our 12-year-old equipment starts to degrade. We have established a KKRN capital campaign to raise $15,000 to replace our computers and upgrade our Wi-Fi. We need to get at least one new computer and pay for its installation as soon as possible. If you are able, please consider this urgent plea to replace and improve the equipment that keeps KKRN on the air. Donate at kkrn.org or mail a check made out to KKRN to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California 96065. We wish all of you and all our listeners a safe and healthy holiday season from all of us at Scratched Up Radio Theater and KKRN Community Radio. I am your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks, as usual, for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.
Hello, my name is Dagmar Hansen,
from Shasta Lake, and you're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM Round Mountain.
Hey, Lorene, how's it going?
Morning, George. Didn't see your truck out front. Coffee?
Sure, I'll take a cup. You didn't see my truck because it isn't there. Take another look, Lorene. That shiny new Ford parked out front is my new baby.
You are styling now. Here's your coffee. I guess the old one finally gave up the ghost.
Oh, she runs fine, but business is picking up. It was time to upgrade and get something bigger.
You traded in?
No, they didn't want to give me much. Selling a truck is such a hassle.
Why?
You leave a truck in town with a for sale sign, you have to run back and forth every time somebody calls. No fun, and I sure don't want strangers coming up around my place nosing around. On top of that, there's the whole COVID thing. I feel like I'm between a rock and a hard place.
I get your point. You know, you could always donate the truck to KKRN. You listen to that station, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's always on while I'm driving. Tell me more about this donation thing.
It's pretty simple. You either go to careasy.org or call them at 800-500-7433 and let them know about the truck, and they will walk you through the process. They even send a tow truck to pick up the vehicle.
That doesn't sound half bad.
And when the vehicle sells, KKRN gets some cash. You remember the van. Jim and I donated it last year, and the station made over $1,000.
So that's where your van went. I think I'll look into that. What was that contact information again?
Go to careasy.org or call 800-500-7433.
Thank you, Lorene. This is just might solve my problem. Thank you.